Hi guys, thanks for tuning in to another episode of Nuggets News. Well, today I just want to talk about Bitcoin having a breather, where altcoins are, and some of the most bullish narratives and what we want to see on the charts, as well as some of the fundamentals that are going to serve as those tailwinds for the best projects and themes, along with those meme coins and things that have really been pumping that don't have those fundamentals, because often all this excitement in those things that don't have any real fundamental value behind them can mark the top of a cycle. So where are we in that cycle with everything going on? Well, let's just have a quick look at Bitcoin. So since we did that last video, I think Kyle and I were talking about these levels all through here from 60,000, 62,000, these sort of levels here where we might find a little bit of resistance, but we've blasted straight through that again. We just continue to see massive buying. So that $1 billion day we had on March 12th, $1 billion of inflows into these Bitcoin ETFs. That was really the peak, and it's cooled off significantly. We've actually had a couple of net negative days now. So I think until we see really strong positive days again, that's probably marked the top for Bitcoin for a little while, which is super healthy considering just that enormous run that we've had. Kyle and the traders have obviously nailed this bounce, and Kyle's been posting a lot on all his socials if you follow him and you want to get involved shorter term. So we have had a strong bounce from there. The next level down that we want to watch if this doesn't hold, but so far this has been a really positive buy in the week that's come in here on this weekly. This looks really great. Next level down could be 52,000 here. So either way, I think what's really healthy for the market now is that we have some sort of sideways action. So whether it chops down to here, and again, I think you'd see really strong buying coming in, and you're not going to get too much time to accumulate down there. This is more for the shorter term traders. But I think any sort of range that we find ourselves in here is what we've come to expect and what would be really healthy for the market short to medium term. But let's have a little talk about and look at some of the alts now. Ethereum's had a really big run, again, a bit of a pullback recently. We saw a bit of FUD overnight. I'm going to talk about that, but it's what I mentioned in the last video was these ratios that we want to look at on the higher time frames. So this is the Ethereum Bitcoin ratio. I think last time I was speaking about XRP wanting to try and break out and having a look to confirm that trend, to put in a higher low and start stair-stepping higher against Bitcoin. So a lot of these alts don't look that strong just yet. So I think they're in the process of trying to form bottoms, and we've seen some good volume come in and bigger days than in the past. But for the time being, it's still not really a clear-cut signal that alts are about to outperform. But I think once Bitcoin has its retrace, and we know that we can put in that bottom that I spoke about, and then we have that first stair step up. So I think we are going to form a tighter range. But once Bitcoin puts in that bottom and trends higher, and we know that it's in a range, that's when I think alts are really going to run hard. So something to look forward to there. But let's have a look at a few of these, I guess, best performing alts, fundamental drivers, and so on. So this is just the past week, a few projects that we've done a fair bit of research on. You know, Stacks up 1,000% this cycle since we were talking about it a lot. Michael's very bullish on Avalanche in all our videos, but a few others you might not have heard of, so Pyth Network and Jupiter. These are ones that Michael covered way back in November and January. Pyth next, Chainlink, and Jupiter, a Solana exchange and perps trading platform. So these ones have, you know, you're still seeing little pockets of new exciting things with strong fundamentals that are performing really well. But then we've got other things like these meme coins that I mentioned before with no real fundamentals behind them. And some of these have done, you know, 1,000% in the past few weeks. So I think WIF's probably been one of the best performing ones. Let's just have a look. Past 3 months. So, you know, this was still trading at 30 cents. What's that? 2-3 weeks ago, and hit over $3. So These are the sort of things where it's getting pretty crazy pretty quickly. Meme coins going from very little valuation to $2.5 billion in a matter of weeks. So whenever you've made that sort of money, I think it's best to take some profits, rotate out into something else that you like that hasn't run yet, or back to that safety of stablecoins, and then deploy back into Bitcoin or Ethereum or whatever you consider to be the strongest long-term fundamental coins. Because when everyone's getting rich overnight, everyone wants to launch a meme coin. There's meme coins launching on every different network, all that type of thing. You know, it's those kind of red flags that the market's overheated and people are making money too easily, and we need to have some sort of refresh in the market, because it's not easy for everyone to make money. In terms of some of these news that we've seen, so another one of our portfolios that we put together was regulatory favorable. And again, that regulation debate is really coming to the forefront now. So this is something where we spoke about Litecoin, Bitcoin Cash, and even older fair launch coins that are proof of work, like Dogecoin now. And this is, again, probably good for meme coins that we just spoke about being in a little bit of bubble territory. But if Dogecoin might see that money from a lot of the meme coin profits flow back into it, if it's now considered a bit more regulatory favorable, and we start to get these basket style ETFs of different coins and themes that we've spoken about a lot. And obviously, when you've got someone like Elon Musk, all it takes is a tweet. I think he might have even said in an interview the other day they might start accepting Dogecoins for Teslas in the future. Other, I guess, tailwinds that we're really bullish on and you should have your head around a bit by now, you've probably heard of the AI narrative in general. I'm going to do a video just about the changes to the world coming in terms of content creation and AI. But real world assets, we've got that announcement from BlackRock that they're moving to that space as well. Decentralized physical infrastructure. And obviously, we've been beating drum on Bitcoin DeFi for ages, but let's just have a look at a few of these other news announcements. So BlackRock launching that digital asset fund, 100 million USDC on the Ethereum network. So yeah, I think we're going to see a lot of interest come into that Ethereum ETF, whether or not we get that on May 23rd. I think it's still the sort of platform of choice. I know Solana has overtaken Ethereum in fees, and this, remember the old debate when Ethereum's fees were going through the roof and people are complaining that that's a bad thing? And then when Solana surpasses Ethereum fees, people are excited about that. I think the whole point with that debate is, though, that since the latest Ethereum upgrade, the fees on all the ETH layer 2s have dropped below that of Solana. So just like Bitcoin's expensive to use as a base chain, all these layer 2s are going to make it easier. I still think it's pretty hard to compete as an alternate layer 1. You know, the Cardanos of the world, or in the past NEOs, and you know, we've always had this talk that there's going to be alt layer ones, but when you've got the network effect of Ethereum, I still think it's going to be the king in terms of the platforms and the dApps and how easy it's going to be for all the layer twos for you to exchange the coins now fees have dropped so dramatically. But BlackRock, Coinbase, and Securitize, this is one that we covered years ago in terms of these platforms that are putting assets, real world assets, on chain and doing them as securities and that style of thing. So BlackRock have been talking about how they want to get all assets into that digital space. Whether or not they issue them as, you know, NFTs or in a more centralized manner, or exactly how they do it, this is just so bullish for crypto in general that they're talking about this. But with all that happening, I guess in the past 24 hours, we've seen a little bit of FUD around ETH and maybe being a security, just as, you know, we're weeks away from hopefully getting an Ethereum ETF. So this is a good tweet thread here from Paul, who's the chief legal officer at Coinbase. And we've heard that, you know, some of these companies are going to go pretty hard and maybe even sue the SEC if they deny the Bitcoin ETF, because there's no reason to do so. But if you just have a look at everything that's been happening over the years in ETH since it's launched, it's so widely owned now. There's so many nodes globally. You know, it ticks all the decentralized boxes by any measure. They've taken that position for years. We've had former SEC officials say that ETH's not a security, it's a commodity. Gary Gensler himself testified before Congress. So, you know, the list just goes on about why ETH is regulatory favorable and has passed all the I guess, necessary stepping stones to pave the way to finally get this ETF. So it's kind of funny that last minute here, it's been panic stations, and maybe because of how successful the Bitcoin ETF launch has been, maybe, you know, the SEC trying to fight this because they think, well, if we get the ETH ETF, then it paves the way for XRP or Bitcoin Cash, Litecoin, Dogecoin, and then the altcoin top 10. You know, there's been so much money. I think there's actually almost worry that it's going to start to stress the financial system, and so much money being drained out of other investment accounts and banks and whatnot going in to crypto for this super cycle. So again, this is all really exciting to see, but just a few things I wanted you to be aware of, because whenever we do, as we're carving out this bottom, put it in, I think we know altcoins have these face melting rallies, and it's a great time to make money. So I guess the message today was, make sure you've got your portfolio in order, make sure you've got exposure to all the best themes, spread out, do your research and whatnot. Because, we're getting into that mid stage of the cycle where the most money is being made. And Bitcoin's been leading the way lately, but we know that rotation into alts and the best project is where you get the highest return. So, look, well done to those that have played the market well so far and been following us since we absolutely nailed that bottom. For those of you that are members of the website, or even just watching our videos, we clearly said, I don't think you're going to get another chance to buy Ethereum under $1,000 here. And here we are, you know, a year or so later at over $4,000, just getting into the cycle. So guys, if you want more of all our research and analysis, head over to nuggetsnews.com.au. Otherwise, hit that subscribe button, hit the like button, share these videos around, and I'll talk to you again soon. Cheers.